I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. A chilling discovery at a school in Gaza and the fiery explosion that has left the entire territory in the dark. Let's get started. Prior to the outbreak of hostilities, UN inspectors twice uncovered rockets at a school it runs in Gaza. Today, with the battle raging, a third discovery of rockets at a UN school. It comes at the end of 24 hours of fighting that tonight leaves parts of Gaza in piles of smoking rubble and much of it entirely in the dark.
Out of this side of the building. But you would have seen the same thing.
To some of the scenes we have seen over the last 24 hours, a very active period in a battle that's now entering week four. And now the breaking news, the discovery of rockets at that UN school in Gaza. Will Pulitzer has been monitoring that development in Jerusalem, joins us with the latest. Wolf, what's the latest on this weapons cache?
Well, the United Nations says they did find some weapons, Hamas weapons, in a United Nations school. It's not the first time they say this has happened. The school was not really in business right now. It wasn't operational, but it is still very disturbing. Of course, the Israelis make the point that sometimes they go after these targets if there's a school, if there's a other UN facility. Hamas has used these facilities, and the UN itself has acknowledged that. At the same time, a lot of Palestinians and Hamas say these are not necessarily all that common. They're isolated incidents, but the Israelis don't believe it, and it's part of the continuing battle, if you will, between Israel and Hamas over who's responsible when all is said and done for all the Palestinian casualties.
Wolf, you just spoke to the Palestinian ambassador to the UN. What did he say?
Well, he says that no UN facility should be housing any kinds of weapons in Gaza or any place else. Riyad Mansour is the PLO, the Palestinian representative to the United Nations. At the same time, he says what Israel is doing is obscene, outrageous. He says Israel is disproportionately going after civilian targets in Gaza. The Israelis make the case that it's a small area and Hamas deliberately places its weapons in civilian areas, including UN facilities. And the United Nations has acknowledged there have been some cases where they have found Hamas arsenals in UN facilities, whether they're schools or other UN relief centers, hospitals, other places along those lines.
You know, Wolf, a senior Israeli official told CNN today that Israel's ready for a ceasefire. It doesn't seem to be a ceasefire anywhere in sight at the moment, does it?
No, I don't think so, although I'm hearing that there are some diplomatic activities, back-channel events going on right now. I think there's a real split within the Israeli cabinet of Prime Minister Netanyahu. Some of the ministers are much more inclined for a ceasefire. Others, more the hardliners, they don't want a ceasefire. They want to crush Hamas right now. They want to, in their words, finish the job. But there are some in the Israeli cabinet who say, you know what, that's not going to happen. The Israelis are going to come under a lot of international pressure, including pressure from the U.S. They'd like to destroy as many of those tunnels as possible, to destroy as many of those rockets, the infrastructure as possible. But when all is said and done, there presumably will be a ceasefire sooner, probably, rather than later. But it might not be in the next few days.
Wolf, thanks very much, Wolf.